Okay, so we're holding the Mishnah on Vav Amud Beis. Today's official topic is Daf Zayin. Hopefully, Mr. Shem will start the Mishnah of Amud Beis, and we'll get through the end of the Perek, which is Zayin Amud Beis. Where the Mishnah is continuing in conversations of who is subject to the din of Erechin and the din of Nidir. Again, the difference is Nidir is pledging the market value of a person. A person's pledging their own market value, of some other's market value. And Erechin is pledging the value of Erech, which the Torah prescribes for the various people, depending on male, female, depending on age. So, says the Mishnah, a geisis, a person that is about to die. He's breathing his last breaths. Vayetz laharik, where someone's going out to be killed. So before we even read further, clearly these are people that have no market value. He's going out to be executed. He's breathing his last breath. Certainly there's no market value.
Out of the money option with one day left. That's something, but not very much.
Well, no one's buying them.
Right, that's true.
So says the Mishnah, lay neither, that part was obvious.
Right.
The lay nerach, but nor can you have an erichin pledge about them as well. Now,
dead men walking issue or?
Very excellent. So Chanani ben Akiva Eimer, Chanani Akiva argues and says, well, hold on one second, Mel. Chanani Akiva Eimer, nerach b'pnei she'dam of k'tuvim. You could have erichin because the money's fixed. So now, what is he going on? By the case of Geisis, to Mel's point, we have Allah, we said early in the Masechta, in order to evaluate the value of someone, you need to be able to stand up, do amad varacha, stand them up and evaluate him, right? You can't stand up and evaluate a person who's a Geisis, who's breathing his last breath, who's breathing his last breaths, and therefore, you can't. He doesn't have the physical strength, he doesn't have the capability to stand up and be evaluated, so he certainly can't have erichin, and he can have he has no market value that we said earlier. So Chanani ben Akiva is coming to argue, presumably, on Erechin. On Yetz Laharik. Yetz Laharik, that is being taken out to be executed. He's walking fine. He's walking to his execution. Market value as a slave, Ephes. He's about to be killed. But Erechin value, the Torah prescribed a fixed value, and he still has that value, and therefore he could be Erechin. And on the contrary, the Gemara is going to ask, what's Takav Shah and the Tanakhama? Let's see. So again, Reb Chaim Akiva Eimer, Nerach, there is Erechin, Mei Shetam V'Ktuvim, and we're explaining Reb Chaim Akiva is only arguing on the Yetz Lahari case, he's not arguing on the case of Geisis. Now, interesting point on this context of Yetz Lahari, someone's going out to be killed, he's going out to be executed. Rashi doesn't say over here, but if you look at the last words of Rashi on this Amud, Bader Rashi, Rashi says, Kohanech ikka laharig bedina Yisrael kamar. Just look, I'll read it outside for you. Kohanech ikka laharig bedina Yisrael kamar. When we talk about subject execution, it's dafka in a Jewish court. Rashi is saying that this idea that a person subject execution has zero value is because we're talking about a Jewish court where once it was there's a gemara din and he's paskin to be killed. We actually we're going to see it later in today's daf that we're very makpid not to even be ma'ana to delay. We carry out the punishment quickly, and the assumption is there's no way anything's being turned back. However, and Rambam says this also agrees with Rashi. Rambam says explicitly in Pirush Mishnayos, if we'd be a geisha court, or if we'd be the decree of a king, you could always hold that hope that there's a mercy that you beg the king or the geisha court will have a change of heart, and the sentence may be commuted, and therefore we wouldn't automatically say there's zero. At least, maybe a market value for a slave would still be very low because it's like your expiring option, as the example you gave. But for erichin value, could be over there. Even Tanakham would agree. Forget about Rechanan Bekava pointing at erichin value. Even Tanakham would agree there would be some erichin value because it's not guaranteed that he's going to be killed, and therefore, perhaps erichin value would apply.
That's what covered Haman's face. Because once it was covered, that was it. The Melch never could see.
That's a bad example. We're saying opposite.
No, I'm saying.
So. We're saying opposite. The example we're saying is exactly opposite. That by Goyish Shakur, it could be commuted. No, by Yiddish Shakur, not.
Covered is done.
Okay. Zot Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Yisi Eimer, Neidir Umarich, Umaktish, Zemezek Chayev. Now, Rabbi Yisi Eimer, the last Rabbi Yisi Eimer, this is again a cloud that we should all know by now already. If it says Amar Rabbi Yisi, it could be a new member. Rabbi Yisi Eimer sounds like he's arguing on the previous Tanam, but what he says seems to have no relation. What does he say? Neidir, they can pledge another person's worth, this person is a geisis, or person in the, and it's being yetz laharik. Umarich, he can pledge someone else's erichin. Umakdish, he can make hegdish. However, if he is a chayev, and if he's mazik someone, he's obligated to pay. The first Tanaim didn't speak anything about this. They spoke about whether the person going out to be killed, or the geisis, has value themselves. Now we're focused if they're the ones making a pledge about others. That's a totally separate conversation. Gemara is going to ask, we'll just speak it out right now. Gemara is going to point out that Rabbeisi is not arguing on the Tanakama with regard to the first three things. Neidu, Marcha, Makdish. Tanakama, the first two Tanakam, would agree. It's simply the last halacha of Imhizachayev. There's a fundamental machlokes going on over here about the halachas of a person who's about to die, who damages. What's the status of that obligation for the damage that he did? Do the Yerushim have to pay it or not? That's going to be a whole new, really a whole new machlekes. And the truth is, even that din, the Tanakamas didn't speak about, but we're inferring from a basic statement that it must be they had an opinion one way, and a basic is arguing. But again, on the first three statements, of the first Dinam, Neidu, Marach, Makdish, that they can make a pledge of someone else's worth, whether it's Neder, whether it's Erechin, or they can Makdish something, that the Tanakama, we're not disagreeing with Beisi, and the Lechas he can. The Mefarshim do point out, this is Rambam and Radvaz, do point out that in this conversation, it's only the Yetz Laharig, the person is being taken out to be executed, only he can make a pledge. The Geisis cannot make a pledge. What will be the reason? Because we assume the Geisis' Das is not lucid, his Dait is not Miyushiv, and therefore, since the Das is not Miyushiv, we are not going to take his pledge at face value. Whereas Yetz Laharig, he's being mechadish, that's considered, even though obviously he's about to be killed also. And he's stressed. Don't confuse it with the fact that he says tenu, kisu gelishti, didn't say tenu. Over there we say, his das is not so. He's stressed.
How do you reconcile it with
Manashchimer? Manashchimer is not a geisus, first of all, necessarily. Manashchimer is a person who's on his deathbed. He may die. He's not a geisus. A geisus is the last seconds before death. Yeah. Okay.
For a goy, it's different.
Sorry?
For a goy, it's different.
What do you mean?
Because the boy, he can use the body parts for the goy.
Oh, what's that? Yeah, we'll get that later. Let's see. So tomorrow, Bishlam Geisus Leinider to Lav Damamu. What? We will. We'll get to later. It's actually the last Gemara end of the parak. Bishlam Geisus Leinider to Lav Bar Damamu. Says the Gemara, I understand Geisus cannot be pledged the value of the Geisus because he has no value. He's about to die. No one's gonna. There's no market value for this Geisus. Says the Gemara of Lein Erech, also Lav Ramad Avrachu Mel Yosvar. He can't have Erech because he can't stand up and be evaluated. So Geisus we got as excluded from both. Eliyaz Larik, someone's going to have to be killed. Bishlam Neder, if he's about to be executed, we understand Lein Erech Lav Ardamu. Again, he has no market value, so he can't pledge his value because no one's going to buy him. He's about to be killed. Ella Lein Erech Amay Lai. Essentially, this was Reb Chananya ben Akavya's Shita, he argued in Tanakama. He held that the person who begets Larik does have Erechin. And the Mara is really asking Tanakama, so why do you say Taki does have Erechin? Why, like Hanan Mekhafa says, there's a fixed value. He's alive, he's walking around, he's going to be killed, but right now he's a fixed value. Why can't that be an Erechin? Before we see the Mara's answer, there's a really important question that I want to bring out, and I don't really have the answer clear, but the question's important enough, and just to get the idea out. We keep saying that someone who can't get up, let's say geisus, right? The person who's about to die doesn't have erechim because he's not fit for amad varacha. And we actually said a few about back, I think it was Daftalot of Hay, that a mace also, you don't need a special exclusion for mace. You can't have an erechim of a mace of a dead person because he's not able to have amad varacha. You can't stand him up and evaluate him. What about chalila cripple? What about a cripple who can't stand up?
Why don't we learn up from an animal that's missing a limb?
Earlier is the mean amada that he's armed to stay alive.
Okay, you're close. Very good, Daniel. You're close. So what about a cripple? So there's a Shmakarai and what should be bringing from something we learned this Pesach already.
Before, we learned with the cow.
Leave Bame out. I want to keep you on the right track. There's one clear, obvious Raya from cases of Erechin. Just think about cases of Erechin. Where standing is not an option. What's that? What's the youngest age of Erechin? 30 days old.
30 days.
Find me a baby that stands at 30 days. Right? So therefore, clearly, you don't have to be able to stand to have Erechin.
Right.
So the Mefarshim go the opposite way. They say, Klar Tesis Yantiv, based on brings from a Tesis elsewhere in Saita, the Chosayan, that Avada, someone who Nebuchadnezzar cripple, is like Gara from a Ben Chedesh Echad, who has Erechin, right? He can't stand. We have a caller if he can't stand. So there must be a difference. So the Shaila, which was, is there a dinner you have to be able to stand by a cripple? The response to Shaila is no. Like you find sure. by a 1 month old. The question is why, Taka? What's the difference? That's the question. So the way I understand the answer, which fits very easily by a 1 year old, but 1 month old, is that he has the potential to walk. One day he's going to walk. They want to say that the same thing applies to a cripple to an extent, and this is where what you were saying before comes up. Is that it's not even so much about being able to stand up actually right now physically, or a cripple we know for the most part usually will not be able to stand again, as opposed to the difference is that a geisus doesn't have any life. There's no future. So maybe more than just physically standing, maybe something more than that. Again, I don't have that answer, because again, the potential works by a baby. I don't see how it works by all cripples, and we seem to be saying that by cripples they would be included. That seems to be the answer that Tosfos is saying. The question just is still further: why? How does it fit the words? Okay. So now, Zok the Gemara, the Tanya. Back to our question. So we're saying that we understand why, according to Tanakama, there's no neder for a person who's about to be executed. Why is there no erichin? The Tanya, Menayi, it's the Harik, the Merg is the answer from a Brisa. How do you know a person who's about to be killed, they executed? Vamer Kilani pledges his own erich, Shlemer Klum, Gornish Kazak, it's not Chal. Tamil Leymar, Kolcherim Leypada. So the Pasuk actually, the Merg is paraphrasing, the Pasuk is Kolcherim Ashayachrim and Adam Leypada. So the Kolcherim in this Pasuk means, just like Kolcherim is always like designated for Hektish, designated for Kadam, over here means a person that's condemned. It's talking about a person that's condemned to Misa. What does it say? Leypada, no redemption on him. We learn out from this Pasuk, there's no din erichin on a person who is condemned to Misa. So it's a pasuk. The simple answer is you're right. Technically speaking, a person who's a geis, as we understand, has no value. And he can't stand up for Erechin. But a person who's going out to be executed, he has no value, but he could stand up for Erechin. So why not? The answer is you have this pasuk. Kol cheirim leyipada. Yachal afil kainu gemar shenag medina. Maybe the pasuk comes to include even before gemar din. Even then, even before the sentence was issued, still he cannot have an Erechin if he's in the middle of handling a sentence of death. Tam lemer min adam leikal adam. It's only from min is a miyat min v'leikal, a person who has a psak din for misa, he no longer has erichin. A person who doesn't have a psak din, he still has a din of erichin.
You mean a secular court? Is that what you mean by not a psak din?
No, Jewish court. Jewish court. The point is he didn't have the gemara din yet.
Oh, we didn't have it yet.
Right.
Yet.
Correct. Okay. You're in the middle of judging, obviously, otherwise it wouldn't be a conversation. But you didn't you didn't finalize the judgment yet. So that person would still be included in the din of Erechin. In fact, Gemara, now we go the other way. So we understood when we read the Mishnah of Chanan and Kavi, we understood him better because, of course, it's Erechin for a person who's going out to be killed because Lamaisa right now he has a value and he's alive. But now that we have a Pasuk, what does he do with the Pasuk? Chanan ben Akavia, who says, Amar Nerach, who says that a person who's going out to be executed could have erichin. They should dump ksuba because he has a set value. Hakolcherim my avodah. What did he do kolcherim with the pasuk? He used the pasuk for a totally different drasha. The chetanya he used it for the following brisa. Interesting idea. We find that people that are chayav misa b'shemayim in certain instances they pay money and they get out of it. What's the famous case? If a person's animal who's a mu'ud goes and kills a person, another person, he's chayav kaifer nafshe. He pays the kaifer nefesh. Machlekes. Right? Does he pay his own value? He bet the nizik shamina, but the mazik shamina, right? We had elsewhere other sugyas. But the point is that he's got to pay a value, and he pays a value, and he redeems his nefesh. The owner of the animal is redeeming his own nefesh with mammon. It's a case of chiv misa. They redeem with mammon. So therefore, yachal afi adam kain. I would think that also in a bezin shalmata, if a person chayav misa bide adam, maybe over there too, you could have some system of redeeming his way out, buying his way out with a redemption, kai for nefesh. Tam leimar kol cheirim leyipada. Therefore, this kol cheirim, he uses the same pasuk to say a person who's been, again, kol cheirim, he's been paskened for death. Such a person leyipada, not erichin leyipada. Leyipada, he can't buy his way out of his psak. Ainly, now the Mara says, one second. There's different madregas in Mises Bezin. Not what we think. Not like the levels of chiyuvim. Ainly elamises chamurish leynitna. The Mara is basing in this Gemara the value or the chumerkeit of the different Mises Bezdin based on whether the Sheigeg has a fix. So I only know Mises Chamuras which have no fix by Sheigeg. That over there, you can't redeem it with money because the same way a Sheigeg has no fix, so a Mezid can't be redeemed with money. But maybe in a case where the Misa, by a case of Mezid, where the Sheigeg had it been a Sheigeg, you have a fix. So maybe Bemezid he could fix it with money. So what, and then we'll give examples in a second. It says the Gemara, "Ein misa chamura shleinin neshkas lekapara." I only know a misa chamura which the sheikh is not giving the kapara. By the way, what's the case of a misa chamura where the sheikh has no kapara? Person curses his father, hits his father. If he does b'sheikh, you don't find any kapara. There's no chatas, there's no kapara there. However, misa kala shleinin neshkas lekapara, a misa kala. So we know what's called a misa kala, a misa of arayas. A misa of Shabbos, Chol Shabbos, Skila. A case where b'sheigeg, one has the opportunity to get a kapara. What's another case? If a guy kills by accident. What happens if a fellow kills by accident? What does he do? He runs to Ari Miklat. Besides for being a city of refuge to save him, it's also a punishment. He's got to stay the rest of his life. It's a kapara. So all these cases we have kapara, maybe just like I have a kapara b'sheigeg, there's this option of buying his way out. I'm using it as a very crass lashon, but there's an option of payment to get out of it by mezid. Mitzkalish and indik shkos kapara menayin. How do we know that when you have a shegig which is given to kapara, how do you know that over there you can't pay money either? Tamad leimar, the pasuk that says kol cheirim. It says kol to marba, all cases of a person being condemned to death. In all those cases, he cannot pay money to get out of it. Okay, so Reb Chanan ben Kavya, he used the pasuk kol cheirim for that, so he didn't have to teach me to exclude a person who's sentenced to death from the din of erechin. Whereas Tanakama had the pasuk for the din of erechin. Okay, Reb Yisrael says that a person who is subject to death or he's a geisus, the lach is he can pledge someone else's worth. And he can make an erech neder, he can be maktish. Effective marv, Tanakama, mikamad lay. Did the Tanakama argue? Or basically, Amr sounds like it's coming to argue Tanakama. Did the Tanakama disagree with this at all? If you pointed out, the chayyaz no machlekes in that. Ella, benaydu, marach, maktish, kamalai, pligi. The marv spells out for us black and white. In those three cases, there's no machlekes. Tanakama agrees to Rabbeisi that these people can make such pledges. And let me be clear. We spoke up before for Rama and Radvaz. I shouldn't say these people. Hayetzel laharik, one who's going out to be executed, can, yes, make a pledge about someone else's value, someone else's erich or makdish. With the geisus, we said, not so fast. The geisus, maybe his dait is on Yeshvilov, and he cannot, right? Okay, so that's not a machlekes. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes bim hizik? Machlekes in the last words of the Mishnah, which again, we don't have anything clear in the Mishnah indicating that the Kama argues, for the fact that Rishi spoke it out, sounds like there's a machlekes. What's the machlekes? If this person is a dead man walking, does damage, what happens? Tanakama suffer mizik in a chayv teshlumim. He is not chayv to pay. Rabbeisi suffer mizik chayv teshlumim. What's going on over here? Clearly, the guy who's about to be killed, if he damages, he's technically chayv to pay. But he's about to be killed. And he's not going to have a chance to pay because we're not ma'ana the din. We don't delay the din in order for him to pay. We don't delay the din in order for him to pay. And therefore, he's not going to have a chance to pay. The shayla is going to be, we'll see in the next line of the Gemara, whether there's an obligation for the Yerushim to pay from his estate. That's going to be the question. That's really the machlokes here. Is obligation for Yerushim to pay? And what's the crux of that shaila?
Whether you make two sentences.
I'm sorry?
You take the
book. No, I thought you were going to, yeah. Very, very good. Very good. It would seem to be connected to that sugya, but it's not, because, right, Mel's bringing up, there's a famous shaila, if a person, while being chayv misa, you don't give two punishment, misa mamon. So while being chayv misa, could be chayv mamon. So the question is every second he's chayv misa, he can be chayv mamon? Is that the vert? Or only if he does an act at the same time. The fact that right now he's paskin misa doesn't preclude him from, if he goes to break something, from being pater from paying that money.
Uh-huh.
Right? Uh-huh. But you are correct. The Gemara does speak about such shailas. That's a good point. That's a very good point. Okay. So what's the crux of the shaila by us? Assuming that it's not a problem of misa and mamon. Assuming it's not, right, not your issue, misa and mamon. So what's the shaila whether your issue have to pay? The shaila is a basic shaila in shibud. When a person owes money, right? When a person owes money, so his estate becomes meshubit or not? We know he owes money, but does the estate become meshubit or not? It's really based on a fundamental shaila, is shibud daraisa. If shibud daraisa, the second I owe Hirsch money, my estate becomes beholden. Daraisa. If you owe shibud daraisa, my estate becomes beholden. And therefore, Chalila, after 120 years, when we pass on, my children will have to take from the money that they inherit from my estate and pay it back to you because it's inherent in the estate. If Yol Shibud is not deraisa, then it would depend. If it's a milval peh, a verbal loan, so therefore Shibud is not deraisa, and therefore the children won't have to pay. If it's a milval shtar, every shtar has built in Shibud, so it creates a Shibud anyway, so Vaiti would have to pay. But the point is, by a milval peh, where's the machlekes is, do you say Shibud is deraisa or not? That's the first explanation the Mer puts forth of the Machlekes. That's a basic explanation. Let's see. But my commitment, not that it could be confused, Rabbi Yaisi is arguing with our Tanakama whether this dead man walking, he's about to get executed, whether or not he's chayv if he damages, or he's geisus. If he's chayv if he damages, Rabbi Yaisi is, case of geisus, one of your issues, by the way, Emil. Right? It's not coming drop. You don't have coming dominate. Right? Okay, fine. But Rabbi Yaisi is saying that you're chayiv. Tanakama is saying you're pater. My kamifiki, I'm Rabbi Yaisi safe. The Amira, by milvah peh, goy men yoshi kamifiki. Machlekes is, by milvah peh, whether you collect from Yerushim or not. Tanakama says milvah peh, ina gamnei Yerushim. Tanakama says milvah peh, you do not collect from the Yerushim. Because why? Because he holds, it's Shibud Lav Deraisa. Very good. Rabbi Yaisi suffer, milvah peh, goy men yoshi, because he holds Shibud is Deraisa. That's a simple machlekes. The way Rabbi Yaisi is explaining it, Rabbi Argy says no. I'll tell you, everyone agrees milvah peh is not given a yershim. Meaning, everyone agrees. We say shibud is lav deraisa, and therefore milvah peh stam you cannot collect from the yershim. V'ha'cha b'milvah k'suva b'teira kamifli k'shmak abshat. When a person damages, the obligation to pay is written in the Torah. The chiyuv to pay. We have a similar idea very recently in Bechairus, the Chiv of Pidgin Aben. It's a milvah which is written in the Torah. It's a Chiv obligation written in the Torah. Does that make like it's written in the Shtar? But milvah ksuv b'Torah k'milvah ki tanakam b'sav milvah ksuv b'Torah. Love ksuv b'Shtar. Dami tanakam says, everyone agrees that the Yerushim don't pay any milvah peah. But the fact that it's written in the Torah, does that make it ksuv b'Shtar? Tanakam says, also not. That doesn't make it written in the Shtar. And if a vayitu to the Yerushim apartur. Rabbi Basi suffer ksuv b'Shtar. Rabbi Basi says, then no, it is considered as if it's written in a Shtar. Now some have, it's almost an identical explanation, the gears that we have at least, it's Shalom the gears, but the way we're going to go, it's almost identical machlokes, it's just a braisa, not the Mishnah, and it's also different names. Instead of being Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, it's going to be two other names, Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Elazar, but it's almost identical. Hayetz al-Harag, this is a braisa speaking, a fellow is going out to be executed. Hu shechav b'acherim chayef, he's going out to be executed, and he goes and he damages others, he's chayef. Achem shechav l'bayit p'turim. This is an interesting side point. We haven't discussed this yet. Others who hit him apart. Why? He's about to be killed. He's about to be fully killed. So his body is almost like
That's only based on a goyish court, though, right? That's
correct. It's only based on a goyish court. Right. But say better. Say better. Let's understand.
Well, I wanted to get it back to what we were saying before.
No, you don't have to go so far back.
Okay.
Why are you putter from harming a person who's about to be killed?
Oh, because he's dead already, halachically.
De'ein lay damim, because not because he says this guy is about to be executed. He's a dead man walking.
No, but Miami's dead, though.
You want to know, we're going to answer a similar shayla later on in the daf. You want to know about, what if someone goes and kills him now, shoots him?
He's fine. He's not. Well, I was wondering
Is there any Yisirdol? There's no Yisirdol? Let's forget about Ritzicha. He's talking about Demian Walker, forget about Ritzicha.
On the flip side,
we learned that he's
Gavra Katila Katal, very good. Yes. But it's Mutter? You allowed to do that?
Well, he won't be charged.
He won't be Chayv Misa for it. There's a far cry being able to do something being Chayv Misa.
No.
You're not Chayv death sentence for killing this guy, but are you allowed to do it?
It's not nice.
I just want, it's definitely not nice, but I want to bring out the point. Look, when it comes to Hezek, explain why not Chayv Hezek. So Rashi says five words. Rashi says, the ain't lay dumim. The guy has no monetary value. The guy has no money. When you pay Hezek, what are you paying for? How much was he worth before you damaged him? How much is he worth now?
Right.
So therefore, this guy has no value, like we spoke about this old daf, because he's about to be killed. So he has no value because he's about to be killed. That's what Rashi says. But one second. But excellent. That's what I wanted. Very good, Yuda. Excellent. So that only works for Hezek. We know when a person damages someone else, right? Famous Hachayvel, Yechayev in five payments: Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Sheves, Beishes. Right. So you want to tell me that because the guy has no value because he's about to die anyway, he has no Nezek, and I can throw in there also no Sheves. What time he's laid up from work? He's not going to work. No doctor bills. All that's pashut. 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 No, it's pashut. According to the Mefarshim on this Gemara.
The only two
that are brought up, Yehuda.
I'd like to talk more about.
Okay, well, let's hold up for a second.
There are people that say the only two
Yiddish courts. Let's keep the Yiddish courts.
I understand that.
The only two that are brought up, and ironically enough, they're brought up by different Mefarshim. Interesting. So I'll leave this to you. Very good. Baishas and Tsar, like you just said. Very good. Baishas and Tsar, and I'll leave it to you to figure out why one picks Baishas and that's how one picks Tsar. But those only two.
Sorry. What was
Bush's?
Bush's is embarrassment. When a person has a wound, when they get hit, there's busha. So you have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
So
for
that,
sure
no need to stop the busha. And Tsar also, And Tsar actually, I had Tsar last maybe. Maybe the Tsar is nichol and the ultimate Tsar being killed. Maybe. I guess it's the same thing with busha. Okay, but that's the first thing they get. They speak out, some speak out busha, and some speak out Tsar. Rashi talk only says dumim. Okay, so it's not a steer, just an explanation, Rashi. Fine. Weiter. So again, others that hurt him are putter, and we're saying putter, we're qualifying and saying only from Nezek, Sheves, Ripoy, but not perhaps Beishis or Tsar. Reb Shimon Oz Aymer, Chaval, but notice so far, Tanakam is like Tanakam Beas. That Hu Shechav Vacherim, sorry, opposite. Tanakam is like Reb Yossi. Hu Shechav Vacherim is Chayev. That's how we touch Reb Yossi in our Mishnah, that when he damages this dead man walking, damages others, he's chayev. Rav Shimon Elazar Aymer, no. Af hu im chav acherim pater, he who damaged others is pater, shlei nitin lechazar shemid is bezdin. Look what he says. Because we can't go back to court. We don't have time to take him to court to make him chayev. If you would take him to court to make him chayev, his estate would be obligated to pay because it created shiva on his estate. We don't have time to take him to court and make him chayev. Obviously, if he damaged posthumously, we're going to decide and say clearly he's chayev, but it didn't happen in his lifetime. So what's that? Again, it's like this Milval Pass story. So, what's the Bechleikis? The Gemara is going to say exact same explanation as we had before. But instead of it being with her base in Tanakama, it's here the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Elazar says the Gemara, Mechal Tanakama, Savar, Nit Lechazar's Emidus Bezimur asks, are you telling me Tanakama holds? You can take him back to court. Everyone agrees there's a concept of Inu Yadin. Tap Rashi, Ain Ma'an Nazdina, you're not Ma'an at the Din. You don't delay the Din, therefore, taking him back to court is not an option. Taking him back to court to judge him for the Hezek is not an option. The guy's sentenced to death, you got to kill him right away. Utapa Zayin Amar Alav. Amar Rav Yosef. The Milva Pegayv Uno Yerushim Kamifikim Machlekes says by Milva Pegayv Uno Yerushim. This is going to be a Mamish Chazar. The one we just had on Amar Beis. The Machlekes says by Milva Pegayv Uno Yerushim from the Yisaimim from the Yerushim. Tanakam says by Milva Pegayv Uno Yerushim Rishim Nolaz Sever and Gamnu Yerushim. Tanakam says Yichayev because like a Beis because he holds you can be Gayva a Milva Alpe from the Yerushim. So it's no worse than a Milva Pe. And if you can collect. And Rishim Nolaz holds the Tanakam of our Mishnah that says you can't go from the Yerushim. That's Rav Yosef giving that's the same answer he had before. And this is according to this version. This is where Rav Yosef actually said it. Rabba Amar, Rabba gave it the same explanation as he gave before, was saying he said it over here. Deklam milva peh and gave him an ayarshim. Vahach milva ksuvishtar kamifagi. Tana kama savar. Tana kama holds ksuvishtar dami, like we said before in the Basi. And therefore, it's identical. It's mamish identical. And therefore, you have to make the payment. The yarshim will have to pay. Everyone agrees milva peh. You don't have to, but this is not milva peh. This is milva peshtar. For Epshim alas savar, laf ksuvishtar dami. It's not considered equivalent to a milva that's ksuvishtar. Okay, meisvei. The Gemara has a question now on this explanation that we're giving for the Machlekes Rav Yosi and Tanakam and Mishnah or Machlekes the Braisa, same question. Hachayfe bar b'shus rabim, one who digs a pit in b'shus rabim, he's not allowed to do that. V'nafal lav sharav haragay, Reuven's digging a pit in b'shus rabim, Shimon's walking with his cow, and Shimon's cow falls into the pit and kills Reuven. Reuven dies from the own pit that he dug. Putter. The owner, Shimon, of the cow is putter. Why? Because Reuven was doing something he wasn't supposed to do. You're not allowed to make a pit in b'shus rabim.
But is Reuven responsible for the value of the cow?
Very good. Next line of Gemara. Very good, Mel. V'le'id, el shemes ashar, yorshe balabar, chayavim l'shalim, demeshar l'balav. Not only that, not only is Shimon exempt from any kaifer, any dinim for having a shar killing Reuven, on the flip side, if the cow dies, the yorshim of Reuven, who's dead, have to pay back Shimon for the loss of his cow. One second. Shimon. Excellent. Very good, Daniel. What do you mean? We just had a conversation. A person who's about to die, who didn't get a psak yet for his hezek, we have machlekes whether or not his yerushim have to pay. If you hold the shibud is dairaisa, then a milva has to pay. If you hold the milva ksuvish dummy, then maybe you'd have to pay. But the chayr over here, this would only fit, the guy died right away, it only fit according to the opinions of the Tanakama in the Braisa, or B'yaisi or Mishnah, but not like the Tanakama of our Mishnah. That's the Gemara's question. Answer the Gemara, Amar V'lei Amarav, Kishama B'din. Very serious, you like to use these words, Hacha B'mayaskinan, a serious Okimta. We're talking about a case where they took him to court. Meaning, Reuven, who was hit by the Shar, he was taken to court. In fact, Gemara, what do you mean taken to court? You said he died. The Shar killed him. V'harga G'tani, the guy says he was killed. On Rav Adrav is simple. Kishasa Trefa. He died ultimately from the wounds of that cow landing on him, hitting him. But he lived long enough. He became a Trefa. Lived long enough to be taken to court, and then he died. So therefore, Aleph is Shimon is pata from the fact that his cow killed Reuven, and Beis Reuven is taken to court, and therefore Reuven's estate is fully obligated to pay back Shimon for the cow if the cow got damaged, and that fits even according to Tanakam Dar Mishnah. Ask the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, Tani Chagi, Mesa Kavrei. It's a very nice answer, but Chaga taught in this Braisa, he taught the Braisa the story was where the cow actually, on its way down killing Reuven, he also, I guess, dislodged some earth, and Reuven was physically buried in the spot. So don't tell me at Amad Abedin, he was a trefa, and he walked around at Amad Abedin, he was buried in the spot. He was buried in that pit.
He was the person, not the cow.
Sorry?
He that died is the person, not the cow.
Correct. Correct? The Hilchasa, Diasvi Daini Apuma Debira. The Mora says again, stretching the Hachamayaskin a little further. The case was, there happened to be judges sitting there at the mouth of the pit. Now, by the way, presumably you wouldn't need 23 judges. It's not a Dina Nefashah, it's a Dina Mamanus. So you had three judges there that were at the mouth of the pit. They happened to be there when it happened. And right away they issued a psak. So the guy maybe died moments later. He was buried there, but there was enough time to issue a psak. It's a serious Hachamayaskin in order to make it stim with the Tana Kama. Yeah.
They can be Adam.
There's a late to hay Shmia Gadel Maria, right? That's also given there in Rosh Hashanah. That's the conversation you're talking about. Yeah. Tanaban. Hayyitzah, even if you're concerned, you just make him say, once they make Hakam Eskinan, they were sitting out to the bar, they didn't see it, two of them were there, and testified, and they gave Psak immediately. Okay. Tanaban. Hayyitzah Laharik, all before he died. Hayyitzah Laharik. Mazin alav again. Serious hacham eskinan. Hayetz larek mazin alav medam chatos medam hashem. Let's say a guy has a chatos or hashem. It's in the base of Mikdash, and he's being taken out to be killed. So before they do the execution, they do the zrika. It's simple. This is zrika, takes a second. It's not really considered delaying, right? We're focused over here on the issue of inoy adin. We're not really delaying the din. Chata baisasha. What if you did a chait while he's being taken out to be killed? Ain't it kakalai. For the chait, we don't get busy with giving him enough time, stalling, in order to bring the carbon, in order to get a kapara. We kill him, we don't wait.
Because it's buying time?
Which is very interesting. Very good question, Mel. Because Pasha, you learn the whole idea of Inei Adin, and it's based on Psukim, Tzar Balachayim, Paftar Echa Kamaicha, that the idea that Bez Nalab Yimahad Adin is once he gets passed into Misa, it's psychological torture, get rid of him. Kill him. The only reason why, maybe, and again, we're keeping rights with the Geish Veld, the sentences take so long, even if a guy's sentenced to death, he could live years before it's carried out, so that's also. But if we know it's a matter of a day or two, on the contrary, letting him wallow with that thorn in his mind is torture. And that's also considered a problem. Kill him right away. The chiddush over here is even if he says it's my benefit, I want to delay it so I get a kapara. I'd rather get the kapara. We don't listen. It's such a strong concept, strong psak. We don't listen to him even if he says for his benefit. And over in this case, ainus kachin, like we don't get busy with it. We come right away. My time are basif. We spoke out the reason already many times. Meisha im animist, you know, we do not delay the din. Amay bai yachi. The bai says beautiful taina. Yachi afilu beishanami. I don't understand. You tell me you don't delay the din, and therefore you don't wait. If you don't wait, so you kill him right away. So why in the ratio were you waiting to do the zrika of the Hashem and of the Chatas? Why are you waiting? The answer must be, says the Gemara, you're talking about waiting. The answer is, the Gemara's way of saying it is an answer and then another question, but the way I understand it is Abaye really was setting up for the question. The Zevach is where he shechted. So the Dam is ready in the Kli. Doing the zrika is half a second. So it's ready to be done. You're not really delaying anything. Just do it. Send the message. Make sure to get it done. Do it. And then do the zrika. Get the kapara. And then kill the guy. Sorry?
What time of day do they execute people? Is it a set thing?
Aval, I'm not sure. Aval, assuming it's the same time, you don't do Zrika night. Yeah.
Right.
Aval, ain't Zivcha, too. Aval, ain't Zivcha, Zavcha, Mai, so says the Gemara, I understand. So basically, what you're telling me is, even if you have an animal, again, you made a distinction between a case where he already did the chait and has the carbon ready, shechted in the base of Megdush, and the opposite, the next case was, he did the chait while he's walking to his death. There's a much more medium case. The case would be, he did the chait long before he's walking to his death. The animal was already designated for carbon, but it wasn't shechted yet. It's not ready to be nizrak. That too wouldn't be good, based on what you're saying. You're not ma'an of the din. So why did you go all the way to a case where he did the chait while he's walking to be killed? Why don't you talk about a case where it just wasn't zevach zevuach? Says Amar, av ein zevach zevuach. My, if the carbon wasn't already shechted, lo, you wouldn't delay the misa in order to let him bring the chatas. Adatani chato b'esesha in its kakalei. So why do you make a distinction by a case where he did a sin at the moment when he's going out to be killed? We always like to make distinctions that are more fine, that are more close, make a chalik in the same case. When do we wait and do zrika? I probably shouldn't have used the word wait. When do we do the zrika? When you're not really waiting. It's already shechted, the animal. If the animal wasn't shechted yet at all, even if the animal was designated already, you wouldn't wait. You wouldn't delay the misa even to shech the animal. So make that chalik. Says you're right. That's really what I meant to say. Again, these aren't the actual words, but we're going to plug it in. Hachanami kamar, b'medra mamurim. This is what the Bryce really meant to say. B'medra mamurim, when do we let do the zrika shay zevach zvuch b'yisa shah, where the zevach was already shechted? Avein zevach zvuch, wasn't shechted yet. Nase kemi shechata b'yisa shah, avein zvuch. The same way you clearly understand that if it's only doing the chait as he's walking out to the gallows, you don't delay. So too, even if you had already done the chait and the animal had already been designated, still over there as well, you will not delay unless the animal is already shechted. Hu adin, that's the price I meant to say, and the distinction applies there as well. Okay, Zakta Mishnah. Ha'isha shiyat l'harik. If a woman is being taken out...
It's a contemporary topic over here.
What do you mean?
Saying they're talking about it...
Rove, what? Yeah, big time. Hey, Shishyatza Leharik. Eimam Tina Lachitelid. A woman is being taken out for a chi of capital punishment, and she's pregnant. We do not wait for her to give birth. Rather, you kill her, even though it's going to ultimately kill the baby as well, the uber, the fetus. And Rashi says, because it's one guf, it's really the Gemara, it's going to be clear in the Gemara. It's one guf, it's like Ubir Achim, it's one guf, they died together. Haish Yashva Al Mashber, says the Mishnah Vayter, if, however, she's already sitting on the birth stool, so she's starting to, in the throes of labor, and Rashi points out, it's really Gemara coming up later, that once she's in the throes of labor, the baby was Iker from Mekaymai, it was Iker, uprooted itself from its place, and it's no longer considered one with the mother, then Mamtina L'Ashtel, we wait for it to give birth. But there's a key Rashi that I did gloss over. Rashi says, if she's on the birth stool, Kaidim Shenigmardina.
Before the verdict.
Exactly. Before the verdict. Rashi says, if she's on the birth stool before the verdict, then you allow her to give birth. Sounds like...
You delay the verdict.
Sounds like... Okay, we'll get there in a second. You can go one step ahead. Just keep more simple. Sounds like if she only went into the birth stool after the verdict, so they gave the verdict that she's chayav misa, she's in the throes of labor, about to give birth now, but the verdict already started, the verdict already happened, you would not wait for her to give birth, and then you'd kill her. Big chiddush. That's Taisvis, that can't be. Says Taisvis, jump to Taisvis, Pierre Rashi, but Taisvis actually says, I shouldn't make it sound like it can't be from a emotional perspective, which I see some of you shaking your heads. Taisvis can't be just goes based on the context of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Isha is being taken out to be killed. When's that? After the verdict. So Yates Laharik, the lach is, you don't wait. If she's in the throes of labor, giving birth, you do wait. Tay says, we're presumably talking about the same case. When's that? She's been taken out already to the gallows, which means, obviously, post-verdict. So if the Mishnah's reading normally, that must be the case. If Tay says it's Pasha, he learns that the din is that you, if she's taken out to be the verdict happened, she's taken out to be killed and she's not in labor yet, we're not ma'ana the din. If she's actually giving birth this moment, then we would be ma'ana the din, so to speak. We let her give birth, and then we'd carry out the Misa. What's Pshat and Rashi? Rashi seems to be saying, not like that, at face value. Lamaisa, the first one I want to point out, Zefar Taita wants to say Rashi agrees. And he gets to what you jumped to before. Zefar Taita wants to say that Rashi agrees that when Rashi says, Rashi didn't mean that after Gemar Din, you would not wait for her to finish her labor and give birth. Avadi, you would finish labor and give birth. You know what Rashi means to come and say? He means back on the first case. The case where we're saying you take her out to be killed, the halach is, you kill her, you don't wait for her to give birth, right? Even if you're kind of gemar din, which means you wouldn't delay the judgment itself. We understand once there's a judgment, there's a halach, you can't be ma'anas adin. But maybe delay the judgment. Don't judge her yet. If you judge, you see she's pregnant, don't judge her. That's Rashi comes to say. No, we don't delay the judgment. And Faket, Zefar Taita, I don't know if he himself says it in Taisus, others want to say in Taisus, they want to make a deal for Taisus, exactly Fakaret. According to Taisus, the whole problem is Inu Din, so once you've already given up Sak, you don't wait for it to give birth. But if you didn't give up Sak, you would wait. So it comes like this, the way Zefar Taita is saying it. Rashi wasn't saying that once she already had a Gemar Din, if she's in labor, you don't wait. You wait and let her give birth. What Rashi was saying was, you don't delay the verdict to allow her to finish the term of pregnancy, and avoid the whole issue of Gemar Din? No, we don't do that. We give the Gemar Din. Rashi says we don't wait. We do the Gemar Din, and therefore it will compel us to have to kill her right away, even with the Vlad. Tosfos would say that the only issue is once you have a Gemar Din, you don't delay. But if you do the Gemar Din yet, you could still wait. Big Chiddush Mechalekes. Okay. Same thing. That's so you wait till she gives birth. Aisha Shenaga, Harris, you like this? This is what you brought up before. I'm not sure how you got it already from way back when we started. When I told you wait for later, this is it. Aisha Shenaga, Nana Basara, a woman that is executed. The halacha is you can have enough in the hair, which is a face value, a pella. It's part of a mace. I have enough in the hair. The Gemara's going to discuss it. Behema Shenaga, Asurbana, a behema that's put to death. It's also for benefit. Also, from any benefit of the cow, Balasharnaki, the lach is even if you shecht it, even if you didn't give it the misa it's supposed to get, you didn't give it ski like it's supposed to, you still can't have any benefit. We had this Gemara elsewhere multiple times, Bavakama, elsewhere. Okay. First, we'll get back to that soon. Pshita, the Gemara is bothered by the first part. Goofy, obviously, if you're killing the Isha and she's pregnant, the baby's part of her body, the baby gets killed too. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah that you kill an Isha that's pregnant if she's high capital punishment that you kill her? Itzrich, Saka, sorry?
Wait.
Saka Dayta Chamina. We know, famous pasuk, that if Reuven is trying to hit Shimon, he's trying to kill Shimon, and by mistake he misses Shimon, and he hits a woman and knocks out her pregnancy, her children. What is the halacha? They have to pay the husband of this woman money, value for the children. It's a pasuk, we should say that. So the havmina was that since there's a value to the husband, the father of these children, so maybe here too, you're not allowed to kill her with the Vlad inside because you're taking away the children that belong to the husband. He has value. So it says Gemara, Mamani the Baalu, maybe it's like Mamani the Baalu. If they listen to Menain, you can't cause them to lose this value. Kamash Mom, we don't wait. Vemachanami, why takanat? Maybe we do wait. Amar Vo, to answer your question, Yura. Amar Vo, Amar Bechron, Amar Kro, Mesu Kamishnaim. The Pasuk says Mesu Kamishnaim. We see the opposite of Vlad. Mesu Kamishnaim is talking about two people doing a ver together. Mzana, they both get killed. But we're saying Mesu Kamishnaim comes to include the Vlad is not spared. He gets killed with the mother. In fact, Marvayim Bailey, we need this, at least according to Rabbi Yeshaya, for interesting drasha, Shishnaim Shavim. What if you have, let's say, two people committing an Isser, which is capital punishment, together? And one's a Gadol and one's not a Gadol. One's a Katan. Gadol, Katana, or a G'dayla and a katan, right? So Rabbi Yeshua holds, different Rabbi Yeshua, you're not chayev. You have to have both of them in a matzav chiv misa to give capital punishment. If they're not both, even though you'd say, I mean, one of them says, once you have a boy, he's nine, his bia is a bia, even though he's only nine, he's not going to get misa, but she is being mazana, gets chiv misa, right? Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you need them both to be of age. So he uses the pasuk, means the kamashnev, to tell me they both have to be of age, you no longer have the extra drasha to tell me that the vlad gets killed with the mother. Says the mark, kikamrit megam, I darshan it from the word gam. V'mesu, what's the lashon of mesu? Gam shneim. So shneim teaches me Rabbi Yeshua's halacha. Gam shneim teaches me this halacha that the vlad is not spared. Yashva mashbev, she's sitting on the birth stool. The halacha is that we wait till she gives birth. My taima kiven to akagufa achrinahus. We spoke down the Rashi already in the Mishnah that once the vlad is aiken from its place, it's considered its own entity. Once it's aiken from its place, it's its own entity, and therefore you wait for it to be born. Amar Rida Meshmuel, big yisai. This has major ramifications. This line, massive chiddush. Haisha yaitz laherik. Haisha is being taken out to be killed. Makin aisa kenegad beisarayin. You first strike her by the womb. Kadesh Yamas of Atchila. If that's what you think is going to happen, it's exactly the point. In order to Vash be Yamas Chila, Kadesh Latavli in evil. Because if not, we're scared that she's going to die, and after she dies, the Vlad's going to come out, or won't come out as a Vlad, it's come out with like a mess of Dam, that's going to be embarrassing for her. Therefore, you make the Vlad first, make sure the Vlad's dead, once it's dead, it won't come out, and then you kill her. That is Alacha Avri Dimishmul. So before we go any further, I don't know if I have time to speak at the whole ASIC today. We're not going to have time before to finish the parak. We'll have to leave for tomorrow, the whole ASIC, but the basic question will speak out. You come out, you aborting an Uber, aborting Uber for the busha of the mother. You let abort an Uber for the busha of the mother. Major ramifications on this, right? And the place can bring this. The place can bring this, like it's a case of znus or a case of forced relations. Is there a heter? So, just to be clear, when you say it is for a guy killing an Uber, ironically enough, in all these days of it's coming back now, there are many states of abortion, is actually one of the Zaymus Benayach. It's regular Misa. We don't find a distinction between an Uber and a regular person in the world. From a guy's perspective, killing either one is Chayiv Misa. For a Yid, interestingly enough, it's not. It could be Aser, but the Chayiv Misa is for killing another regular live person. Killing an Uber for a Yid would actually not be a Chayiv Misa. So right off the bat, it definitely is a little more, we'll call it a little more lenient on Uber. But still, is this a blanket rule? Are we seeing how this is Heter? So there's two answers, basic answers.
I have an Uber,
there's
though. Two. The mother's going to die.
Very good. So that's the Chavis Yara's answer. Very good. Chavis Yara says, Lashon Shema. Chavis Yara says, since the mother's about to be killed, and if the mother's killed, what's going to happen to the Vlad? The Vlad's going to be killed as well. Therefore, over here, it's okay. But don't make this distinction and say that all over it's okay necessarily. The big implication of let's go to Misha first. Misha says a little different. He says when you paskin up the mother from Isa and the mother's pregnant with the Vlad and inherently killing the mother is killing the Vlad, so you're paskin the Vlad from Isa as well. Also similar to what you're saying, but a little more voluminous. What's the big nafkamina? Nafkamina is according to the Chavis Yer, we are giving some sort of heter for Chayesha. There's always a big topic of someone's for sure going to die to hasten the death. Everyone's for sure going to eventually. But if someone's going to die imminently from this sickness and they're in a lot of pain, are you allowed to hasten the death? According to Chavis Yer, we are doing something. Again, Uber is not a regular person, but we are allowing, he's saying Shema, the reason we're allowing to kill the Uber with Yusuf Aramel is because since it's going to die eventually with the mother, very shortly, so kill a little earlier to save the bush for the mother. So you could have other stress. For Chayesha, there is some sort of shekel apparently. Dangerous waters. Of course, I'm not sure if you get into that at all because the Vlad has own chimisa. Bli Nether tomorrow, hopefully we'll have more time, we'll speak to this an amazing psak from Shlema, amazing Shaker Tar. We've spoken out before in the Shir on a Gemara, I think it was a Nazir, where someone had his head sliced off, and the Tanis told this Meshuggah who sliced the head off, yeah, you did great. Push his head, the head was sliced, but the guy wasn't dead yet because it was still in its place. He said, push his head off. So hasten his death. And the whole shot, how are you going to do that? We'll see tomorrow. An amazing psak from Shlema about end of life shalos. Okay, says the Gemara. Lemeimer di kadma mesa breish. Gemara says, but there's a basic question. You're telling me that the reason why there's a concern is because she's going to die first, and then the child's going to die afterwards, and the child will come out after she's dead, and it'll be a busha. It'll come out maybe not fully alive, but it'll be a busha. Fakam on the vad mesa breish. We learn elsewhere that the vad dies first. The time we learn the Mishnah. Tinik ben yaymai neich lemanchel. Tinik is one day old. He can yarshin. He can inherit and then be merish. What does that mean? Amar Rav Sheshes. Why is it relevant? He inherits and he probably just gives it back to who he gets it from. Answer is no. Amar Sheshes neich lemanichse aim lanchel lachem and av. He inherits his mother. Let's say he dies with his mother, inherits his mother, And then he's merish it to his brothers from the father's side. So he switches the Yerusha, shoots it over to a different family line. Now, what's the case over there? Yemechad. Why is he Yemechad? Tafka Yemechad only because he's one day old. Ava Uberloy, presumably Uber not. Why? Do my inspiration because the Uber dies before the mother. Vena ben Yerushasim Bekever. And once the Uber died, once the baby died before the mother, in the even if he had been alive, if he dies before the mother, a child that dies before the mother would not Yarshin his mother just to channel Yerusha over to his father's side. That doesn't work. That we don't say. But you see clearly from the context that the child dies before the mother. That's why it has to be one day old. And here we're saying we're worried the mother's dying first. So I mean, the simple answer could be, and the first way to point this out, they ask us this question, it doesn't have to be a foolproof fool any direction. Both could happen, and therefore it's a concern. And so we always account for the possibility of the other direction. Okay. Hani mi legavi misa, I did the vlad zutra chayusa, I let tip the machamavis, machatach lewis money. Samar gives the answer as follows. When there's a natural death meaning with the machamavis, so the machamavis puts this, Mara's explanation is almost like this poison, this toxic entity into the mother's body, the child who has less chias in the mother's stomach will die first, and the mother will die second. Aval nerga, when there's a physical death, when she's being killed physically, not from the machamavis, it's tipa of poison, he may sebrecha, she taka dies first. In fact, by a natural death, there was a story of Pirchas Atlas Pirkusei, there was a story of a natural death where the woman died naturally and still the baby, the fetus, jumped about three times, so it seems like it was alive after the mother died. The Gemara says, jumping around is not a raya. We have this many times. What is it? We find that Midavi has enough blood from Fechesas, the tail of the lizard that jumps around, not a, really alive. It's just a spasm. It's not really alive, and therefore, that's not a kasha. If a woman's sitting on the birth stool and she dies, and now it's Shabbos, and they want to salvage the baby, so they want to cut her open, take out the baby, mutter. You bring a knife, and you open up the stomach, and you take out the vat to try to save the child, says the Gemara, Pshita, what's the chiddush? My oven. Meaning, it's life and death, and you're not even doing malacha. What malacha are you doing? Says the Gemara, Tavon Beis, Mechatech Pasru, you're simply cutting flesh. What's the malacha? If it would be alive, it could be an issue of chayvel. She's dead. What's the issue exactly? Says the Gemara, so if you notice, the first words were Mevi'in Sakin. We're talking about the Mevi'in Sakin part. You're allowed to bring a knife, even Derech Shus Rabim, you're allowed to bring a knife. In fact, Vayter was the Chiddush. Right? You're all incredulous. Isn't it obvious? Why is it obvious? Because this halach is obvious to you. The Mesveika Machlina Shabbos. Meaning, you spell it out. That's what you mean. And Mesafik Yimachal Shabbos. Tanina, that's your Chiddush. We learned it already. Mishnah Flal Mapailas. If a wall collapsed on a person, Safik Usham, Safik Nesham, Safik if he's even there or not. We don't know if we saw the wall fall down next to the person. We don't know if he's under the wall. Safik Hai Safik Mes. If he's there, could be he's already dead. Maybe he's alive, maybe not. Maybe he's dead. Furthermore, Safik Hai Safik Mes. We don't know if the person there was a Kanani or a Yid. Mefakin Lef Azagal. You have all these fakes. You know what you do? You dig up the pile of bricks on Shabbos to see potentially there may have been a Yid there and Mechal Shabbos to save him. What do you see? What do you see? And what's, by the way, what's digging up the bricks? Chayfer, digging on Shabbos, right? You do a malach on Shabbos, even for Safek Ruach Nefesh. So what are we eating a chiddush in our sig of here? What's the difference?
Because these things exist.
What do you mean? Very good.
The baby.
Excellent. Very good. Samar's answer. Excellent. Ma the tema hasamud havile chazak de chiyusa. Over there, the person was already alive and well. He was already alive. He's a chazaka. Since he's a chazaka, so that's enough. That when he's established that he already is alive, we go and save him. We go and save him even misafik. Uber, which wasn't becheskas alive yet, even though it probably would have been alive, wasn't alive yet, had the mother not been killed or died, it wasn't alive yet, so maybe you have no chazaka, maybe you're not exactly like Mel Svara, very good. Kamashman, that we still say that we save it. So the Marisha Shinarga, a woman that was killed. So you let it have enough in the hair. Vamai Yisra Ananinu, a dead person, body parts, and hair is Asabana. Amarav, by Marisunu Sarah Leviti, she said, give my hair to my daughter. She said before she's executed. Says the Gemara, okay. Ilar Matinu Yad Leviti Miavinla. If you said, give my hand to my daughter, would you listen? So what do you mean here? Why is here different than hand? What's going on over here? So there will be two answers over here. Answer number one, Amarav Peanachris. We're talking about the original Sheitel. Peanachris Sheitel, but it's not really what it means. The proper teich in modern day terms would be, it's a more common thing in recent years, extensions. Exactly, extensions. They used to put on extensions to make the hair fuller. It wasn't really part of her natural hair. And therefore, that's what she's saying, take it off as mutter. And there's a chiddush there. Because you would say that the accessory of a mace is like the mace, and also asabah. No, kamashman, the accessory is mutter. That would be the chiddush. Says the Gemara, timer da amar tenu. The Gemara's going to click the clothes in 2 seconds. Timer da amar tenu. The reason tomorrow's making a diak. The reason is only because now you're saying why is it mutter? Only because she said tenu. Halo emra tenu gufahu mitzer. If you didn't say tenu, it would be considered bottled to the body and would be usher. From a boyle their base bechinah Mara says, but so it's very good halacha. It makes sense, except for the fact that Beis Chanina, the Tana, left us as a shayla, like Abi Irni Dachas, the boy Beis Chanina. Sarah Nashim Tzganias Mao, what's the lacha by the hair of Nashim Tzganias? What's the lacha? What's the shayla? The shayla over there is like this. We know by Irni Dachas, all the people who commit Avodah Zarah get killed. All the spoils and all the booty of the city, not booty, all the money of the city gets put together and gets burnt. The tzaddikim, so to speak, the people who didn't know Avodah Zarah, they're able to walk out
just with their bodies, maybe with clothing that they're wearing, walk out, and that's it. All their assets have to be left there and get burned. But they're able to survive. So this Isha, what is her status? Could she take out her extensions with her? That's what basically Shaila. Could she take out the hairpiece with her? Sarnash, it's Kanis Mahu. The Shaila was Bapeinachris. Rav explained, the Shaila was Bapeinachris is not Mamish, actual hair, so could she take it with, or is it like an article, like just another asset that has to be burnt? So what do you have as a Shaila? Bayas was saying, unless she says Tanu, it's bottled to the body, and it's like part of the body. So over there too, it should be like part of the body, and she should be able to take it. Why is it basically a Shaila? Answers the Gemara, Kikamar, the Basikanina, to tell you Basikhsa. So the Gemara says, no, basically the Shaila Taka was where this extension was hanging on. Hanging it was on the shetel rack. It wasn't on her head. When it was on her body, of course, if Bishchanina holds, she could walk out with it. Benir Dachas. It's when it's on the rack, since it's something she normally wears, could she take it with or no or not? That's the shayla. Arasug is talking about what's mechaber, and therefore, time is amr tenu. Only she says tenu, give it is the mutter. Halam amr tenu gufhi umitzis. If she doesn't say tenu, it's her body, and it would remain usher in benefit. That is Rav's Mahalach of the Gemara. Kasha the Rebbe of Nachman Yitzchak, Nachman Yitzchak was bothered by Rav's answer. For Dimi the Bemritani, the next line of the Mishnah says you can't benefit from the woman's. You can benefit from the woman's ear, which would actually mean pay a nachris that she's saying give, but you cannot from the animal. You don't put on shetels on animals, and you don't put on extensions. But the animal's talking about its natural hair. So Nachman Yitzchak holds, presumably we're talking about the same thing. So by Ishul, we're talking about her natural hair, and yet we're saying it's mutter, so he's arguing. Ma'asim gufei, afachanami gufei. Just like over there, it's the guf by the animal. So to the Isha is the guf, and therefore he doesn't like Rav's answer. Elmer of Nachman, big yisayin, massive kiddush. Zum yisasa yisrata, zug maradina yisrata. It's a fundamental difference between women and animals. By animals, right. What makes the animal usser? We spoke out. What makes the animal usser is the gemar din. We spoke out before. And once you have a gemar din, the animal, even if you shecht it, you don't do skila. If you shecht it, you can't benefit from it at all. The psak din makes it usser. Therefore, even the hair is usser. What makes the isha usser? Her death. The gemar din doesn't make usmana. Right? It's the death that makes her usser. The dead person's body is usser. What's usser when a person dies via death? Only things that die with death. Hair is dead before she dies. The roots may be alive, and it grows. But the hair away from the head, it's not alive. It's not alive, there's no chiyas. And therefore, that hair is takamutter, massive chiddush. So according to Rav Nachman, what we're answering essentially is, the woman's hair is takamutter, even though she, the rest of her body is usser, by Misa, the hair is mutter. According to Rav, is saying, no, vata, the hair of the woman is usser. It's the extensions that we were discussing that is mutter. Big machlekes, says Gemara, Raisa, a riot each one. Tana Levi, kavas de Rav, Tana Levi, kavas de Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Levi would write to Rav, Levi would write to Nachman Yitzchak, the two different interpretations. Again, Rav is saying we're talking about extensions, and only that's what's mutter, and Levi is saying we're talking about, Rav Nachman Yitzchak is saying we're talking about her own hair and saying it's mutter. First, Tana kavas de Rav, Haisha, she yatzalar, woman going out to be killed. Vrama, Tanusar, Levitin, says, give the hair to my daughter. Nice, and we give it to her. Mace, if she dies without saying it, ain't nice, we don't give it. Mace, if she dies without saying it, you don't give it because Mace Asmana. And Pshita, again, going Rav, and this price of fits beautiful like Rav, natural, a woman's here, and she's dead. Of course it's Asabana. What's the Shakratayah? And the answer is Ella, Shinoi, Hamase, Asabana. The Chiddush talking about is not the mace itself or hair itself. We're talking about Noya mace. That's accessories for the mace. That's the extensions. And we're saying if she says Tanu, give it, so she already designated before she died, then it's about to give to the daughter. If she didn't, it becomes Usher, Agav the mother. And that's the Chiddush over there. Tanya Kavasir of Nachman Yitzchak, that goes like Rav, obviously, they were talking about extensions. Tanya Kavasir of Nachman Yitzchak, this is black and white, like Nachman Yitzchak. Aisha Shemesa, Nana Basar, a woman that dies. It's not talking about execution. It's time she dies. Mutter, the hair is Mutter Bana. Behemah Shinerga, Asur Bana. Behemah that's dead is Asur, that was put to death, is Asur Bana. Umahafish Ben Zelazeh, what's the Chilik Zubizasai Srasa? Vizek Mardina Srasarta, exactly, of Nachman's Chilik, that the Behemah is Asur because of the Psak Din, whereas the Ish is only Asur by death, and the hair never died, and therefore the hair remains Mutter. I owe you this beautiful Psak from Rishlaim, my name is Marmuth. Hajjan Alachakol Marich.